AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. The highlight of President Obama's visit to Kenya, the land of his father, a nationally televised speech to the Kenyan people. In the address, Obama called on them to use their history to learn how to lead in the future.
You are poised to play a bigger role in this world as the shadows of the past are replaced by the light that you offer an increasingly interconnected world.
Obama is now off to Ethiopia, the second leg of his African trip. Dozens of Afghan police, including their commanders, have deserted, joined the Taliban in eastern Afghanistan. AP's Lynn O'Donnell reports that government officials say their base had been cut off by flash flooding and no reinforcements could make it there.
Before Saturday night, the police decided that they would do a deal with the insurgents and allow them to take over the base. There are 110 police and border police on the base who have gone over to the Taliban side, along with all of their equipment, weaponry, and ammunition.
A car bomb has killed two Turkish soldiers. Four others have been hurt in the attack, blamed on Kurdish rebels. That attack and another at a police station follows Turkish airstrikes against Kurdish fighters in northern Iraq. New Hampshire Senator Bernie Sanders, running for the Democratic Party's 2016 presidential nomination, tells NBC's Meet the Press the shootings in Chattanooga and Lafayette, Louisiana, show there's a need for national gun laws.
I believe that we need to make sure that certain types of guns used to kill people exclusively, not for hunting, they should not be sold in the United States of America. And we have a huge loophole now with gun shows that should be eliminated.
The family of the young man who killed five service members in Chattanooga say he had been treated for depression. And the man who shot 11 people, killing two in a theater in Lafayette, had mental problems for decades. They both legally were able to purchase their weapons. This is AP Radio News. The Senate holds a rare Sunday session to deal with a pair of crucial issues.
The House has voted dozens of times to repeal all or part of the health care law. Today, it's the Senate's turn. Majority Leader Mitch McConnell proposing an amendment to the must-pass highway bill, saying repeal is something nearly every Republican wants.
Something we'll continue to fight for.
It's expected to fall short of the 60 votes that are needed. Another amendment to reauthorize the Export-Import Bank is expected to have enough bipartisan support to clear that threshold. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
New York Yankees great Reggie Jackson says he's sorry for using profanity in public after a confrontation with an autograph-seeking fan in Cooperstown, New York. Jackson took it to Twitter to express his regrets, saying, mad or not, there is no excuse for his language. New York Daily News reports Jackson got angry when the man tried to get multiple autographs on the same day. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.